I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Brian DeAugustine. He's the superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. He shared a district update, and here's more with Brian DeAugustine.
Last week, Bob Nardi, who's the retired associate superintendent for finance from Marisa, he and I went down because we've been working on Senate Bill 390 with Senator Casperson's team and Representative Cam Benzie's team. It's been in the works for a little over a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and it is a bill that would provide about $500,000 in revenue to Marquette County schools, to Marquette, Negaunee, Ishpeming, Gwynn, and Nice. And it's related to Project Empire. When the Empire mine went on indefinite idle, the state did a study to see what the impact was. And it's an attempt to try to increase or replace some of that revenue that we lost as kids just flat out moved out of Michigan and went to Minnesota or other states. And Bob and I met with the state budget director, John Walsh, and his team, and had a chance to try to see if we could push this through the lame duck period.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, though. This is a time of transition in Lansing, the lame duck period, where some things can get through, some things are not, and you know, a lot of the players don't have political ramifications. How does that work in terms of getting something like this done that would benefit the district?
You know, through every Congress, that lame duck period at the end of their two-year cycle is just an absolute rodeo. You think of only, 15, maybe a little more legislative days. And in some Congresses, 80, 85% of the legislation they pass goes through during the lame duck period. So, it's going to come down to whether or not our UP contingent has anything to offer other senators and representatives in terms of trying to pick up votes. Senate Bill 390 already made it through the Senate and it's sitting in the House.
So does it die if there's no action between now and the end of the legislative session?
It does. Obviously, you paid attention in your high school civics class, which
yes.
is good.
Yes, yeah. I did. Yes. And that means that if it doesn't get acted on, then it has to get sort of restarted up. Now, Sarah Cambenzie will be back in the House. Ed McBroom is coming in the state Senate side. He does have a strong education component in what he talks about. That's got to be an advantage.
It is, yes. The sign or die period is usually worrisome, but Sarah Cambenzie's been a great partner, and mm-hmm. so has Ed in his time in the House. And, we're confident that the bill probably will be picked up again, and we'll just have to start over, which is a little bit of a bummer. Bob and I went down and testified before the Senate Natural Resources Committee. We went down and testified before the House Natural Resources Committee. The bill sailed through the Senate pretty easily and has just been sitting in the House with no action.
I think the term they use is languishing, which
yes,
is frustrating.
I like that. Yes.
Now, you'll be looking at that, and I suppose that initiative would get fired up again next legislative session if need be, and you'll get involved.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's kind of been something that Bob and I have taken to heart and, been asked to head up. And, it's well worth it. I mean, how often do schools get a chance to pick up some additional revenue, especially when we've seen, an exodus of kids just because their parents have to work and they've, moved to other places to find jobs.
We're talking with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. Another thing that is somewhat state government related is the Marshall Plan for Talent. And this is to get kids exposure in high school in particular to careers, things that are maybe a little bit out of the usual realm, but we hear the term cybersecurity in this, jobs and learning about cybersecurity, and you've submitted a grant in the district.
Yes, absolutely. Nice partnered with Northern Michigan University and some industry partners, especially IBM. They've been very helpful. Keith Glendon works for them and happens to be a Marquette Area Schools, Public Schools Board of Education trustee. And so we teamed up and, we've been writing that grant for $2.535 million. We brought in 21 local school districts altogether across the UP. Michigan Tech is involved. Bay College is involved. So it's truly a partnership between higher ed, the local schools, and industry partners from Menominee up to Adams Township, out to Munising, and everywhere in between to see if we can expose our kids to these really great careers.
What's the timeline on that?
We should know by December 20th. This is something that's been established under the Snyder administration. So Governor Snyder is hopeful that they'll have a final determination before he sails into the sunset, as he's termed out here. And hopefully we'll see the money if we get it, sometime next semester. The check should come through state aid. We feel pretty good. There were 90 original submissions. They broke that down to 60. And then from that round of 60, they broke it down to 22. So we're in the final group, and they'll make one last culling, and we'll see if we make it to the end or not.
That's the comments of Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.